Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, we are looking at increasing cloudiness, a chance at flurries and or snow showers, and we'll have a high around the mid-30s. Temperature-wise, Kenosha, cloudy and 27 degrees. It's also 27 in Burlington. Milwaukee at this hour, 27. And guess what? It's 27 degrees in Racine. The latest employment outlook survey coming from Milwaukee-based Manpower Group shows there's a net employment outlook for the region of 28%. Now, that figure is a subtraction of the percentage of respondents who are expecting to cut jobs from the percentage who are looking to hire. 30% looking to grow their staffs compared to 24% going into the first quarter of this year, 23% a year ago. The net employment outlook, 23% at the start of the year, 20% at this time last year. And statewide, 32% of employers are expecting to add staff, a net employment outlook of 30%. That shows better than the rest of the country. Speaking of jobs, the Racine Finance and Personnel Committee heard from Mayor Corey Mason. He's got a proposal to use $900,000 from the Intergovernmental Revenue Sharing Fund for job and development-related efforts. He says it's to deal with what he's calling an opportunity gap in a region that's really going to be exploding with job potential.
People are thinking a lot about Foxconn, and they should. They're talking about spending $10 billion. But what may come before most of that building is the rebuild of the interstate on I-94. And that's going to be expanded. That's $500 million worth of work right there. And so those jobs are coming. And then we've got our own water utility work that we're going to do. There's been discussion about strengthening the Racine First Ordinance, which we should do, and I think you're going to see a revision of shortly.
$500,000 requested so Racine County Economic Development Corporation efforts can go to contract worker training services for city residents, get them ready for lots of construction work.
The difference between the jobs that exist today versus the ones that maybe existed a generation or two ago is it's less unskilled labor than there used to be. It's not your grandfather's factory job, right? I mean, it is construction trade work or high-tech manufacturing work. And that opportunity requires more training than we've seen in the past. But here's what I know. If we don't invest in our workers, it is going to be harder for them to seize those opportunities than if we do.
On top of the $500,000 for that, $275,000 projected at Racine County Economic Development Corporation efforts for consulting work. Collaborative work as well with neighboring communities. There's also $125,000 requested for real estate and development efforts to be handled by the city attorney's office. And Mayor Mason went along with a committee suggestion that quarterly reporting be part of the IGA funding request. Finance Committee otherwise supporting the proposal and sent that on to the council. Manufacturers looking for ways to grow their businesses can learn more about financial and technical assistance that is available at both the state and local levels with an event that's coming up on March the 21st called Real Resources for Manufacturers. It's free from 7:30 till 9:30 the morning, and that morning particular, March 21st, this is going to be taking place at Gateway Technical College's S.E. Johnson IMET Center in Sturtevant. Business officials are going to be able to learn more about local and state low-interest loan programs. Also, a new productivity tool available called the Transformational Productivity Initiative, or TPI. It helps benchmark a company's performance, provides a roadmap for improving the factors that could increase profitability. Also that day, a representative from WIDA will be providing information on financing. Information and or registration for this is online, join.inwisconsin.com/realmanufacturing. An asphalt plant along the interstate in Mount Pleasant granted permission to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week through early May. This is all part of a project to resurface Highway 20 from the interstate out to Highway H. This is Stark Asphalt making the request for the variance to operate around the clock. They got the bid for the DOT project. This is to get things going, improve that roadway because of all the expected traffic that's expected with the Foxconn project. Community Development Director Sam Schultz talked about the situation with the company. He indicated that they've had no problems with them. Trustee John Hewitt noted there are about 24 businesses in that affected area.
And in addition to that, you also have a very busy Highway I-94 just in front of this operation and everything too. So as far as isolating that compared to anything else at all, there's a number of 24 hours even just in a close proximity to it.
The variance was approved unanimously last night. There's a report going into the Southeast Wisconsin Professional Baseball Park District Board today recommending the retirement of the 1/10% sales tax for the construction of Miller Park. Retire it in early 2020. Tax was started in 1996, tore the $290 million in construction debt and the interest with a stadium that opened, of course, in 2001. Now, this 13-member board includes former Racine County Finance Director Doug Stansel and Racine area native Don Smiley. He, of course, is the head of Summerfest, but before that, at one point, he was the president of the Florida Marlins team that won a World Series title. Kenosha Unified School District's Board Planning Facilities and Equipment Committee got a meeting coming up at 5:30 this evening. It's a pretty lengthy agenda. It includes projects for the 2018-19 capital plan. Also, a report on utility energy savings through facilities upgrades. The capital plan started 17 years ago as $500,000 toward the masonry restoration project at Reuther High School. Still paying for that. The loan to be paid off by the end of the 2019-20 fiscal year. $1.5 million for the other maintenance projects, in addition to energy savings of $500,000 over 10 years, going to be going toward additional capital projects. The big-ticket project sites continue to be Bradford and Tremper High Schools, plus Bullen and Lance Middle Schools. Meanwhile, Facilities Director Pat Finnemore says through December, about $39,500 more had been spent on natural gas than a year ago, about $51,500 less, however, on electricity. You have to put items onto the agenda for a board meeting in Mount Pleasant, and that happens with a certain time frame. Well, that may be changing in the near future. The current attorney, the brand new attorney for the village, Chris Smith, talked about the current deadline being a week prior to the regular Monday evening board meetings, which he says really is unworkable in today's day and age, unreasonable, in fact, in his word. Trustee John Hansen, though, said the current system has worked pretty well for all these years. He didn't think it really needs to change.
If it's something that's time sensitive, there's no reason why we couldn't call a special board meeting. So we've operated under this setup here for quite some time. The whole Foxconn project, it was a special meeting. We're having one on Tuesday. We're having one on Friday. So I don't really see that as being a problem.
The board, however, decided 4-2 to go along with changing the ordinance and removing the deadline. Meanwhile, Smith has also recommended that the comments portion of the agendas be removed or modified, pointing out that there's a state law that requires advance notice for every issue that comes before the board, and that includes trustees' comments. The Board of Trustees in Summers has a meeting at 5:30 at the Village Hall. On that agenda, notification from the Public Service Commission on the planned construction and operation of a new substation in neighboring Mount Pleasant that relates to Foxconn. Racine's Public Safety and Licensing Committee has a 5:30 meeting at City Hall. On the agenda, consideration of Class B and Class C beer and wine licenses for the Beachside Oasis. This will be under the returning direction of Scott Jensen. And the Public Works Committee is also meeting at 5:30 at City Hall. On that agenda, garbage trucks, at least to start things out. Proposal to buy a couple of new garbage trucks. Total price tag, $429,000, just about. That'll be also minus the $16,000 that'll be involved in the trade-in for a couple of used trucks. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are in there in the local news section. Throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.